I reckon there's been plenty of Bulldog CEOs in the past 20 years whose first day back at work after the break was filled with a lot of to-dos, bills to pay, shortfalls to be met, members lapsed to be called, disgruntled players and coaches to be appeased. Well, that is a thing of the past. I reckon getting back to work for the CEO of the Western Bulldogs, Gary Kent, would have been an immeasurable pleasure, and he joins us on the morning program. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Mark. You're right about that. The euphoria continues at the Bulldogs. It's a very happy place to be.
I reckon you might have had cause to reflect your predecessors and probably think, oh, I reckon this is a bit better than some of their first days back.
Yeah, well, we're a land of opportunity, really. I mean, we've had a pretty good couple of years, both on and off the field, and, you know, to top it up with a premiership and what that brings in terms of interest in the club and just the opportunities are just tremendous, really.
$3.6 million profit. It's probably new territory for the Bulldogs, something that they can look forward to, I think, for an extended period. That is profit. And again, a new dynamic, meaning finding the right places to put the money into to make sure that this momentum continues to roll into more premierships. Any ideas thus far?
Yeah, look, that's been one of our highest priorities since winning the premiership and resetting. Where do we want to invest, and how much do we want to pay down of debt? How much do we want to invest back in with our fan engagement and getting bigger crowd attendances and growing our membership, but also making sure that we've got a robust financial position for the club going forward. So balancing all those things, but like you say, it's a tremendous opportunity for us. Very much for us around getting a much larger fan base, using this opportunity, promoting ourselves out with the kids in schools, but also out now sort of very multicultural western region of Melbourne, and of course right across Australia, because a lot of people were and are interested in our story.
And of course, more money means the possibility of paying more wages, and a Category B player has joined the club, a young man by the name of Tweedy, who, if the people in the Eastern Rangers set up to be believed, should be anything but an add-on. He could be a real good footballer when he gets his body right.
Yeah, well, I think this is one of the areas where you can give an opportunity to a young lad who has got a very big upside. But of course, you know, that we all think that when people get drafted. And we looked at that. He wasn't picked up. He was as a next generation academy boy, and we thought we'll give him the opportunity and see how he goes in 2007-8.
I guess I do need to ask you the story that has appeared on the back page of our papers today regards the AFL Players Association, a possible collision with the powers that be when it comes to players' wages. This is the one place where the club and players, and you can only imagine the Bulldogs as being a place where everybody's on the same page, but there becomes a little bit of a battle here. Where does the club stand on the take by the AFL Players Association?
Well, I think, you know, basically in principle, I don't think we're that far apart. Everyone agrees that the players should have a fair share out of the revenue that is produced by the game. And I think, obviously, they can have different views about what a fair share is. Our position is we think it shouldn't be that far apart, and they will be able to get to a conclusion with that. I think Ray Gunston is leading that discussion with the AFL Players Association. I'm sure they'll be able to get to a solution there.
And another tug of war, but this time one that we can both be winners in. Of course, 11-16 SEN named our new morning lineup. Bobby Murphy, when free of commitments from the club, will be part of 11-16 SEN. But those commitments are certainly going to be on field in 2017. Isn't it wonderful to be able to welcome back? And there are other players, by the way, coming back. We shouldn't forget the Doggies won a flag with the likes of Wallace and Murphy and
Stuart Cramery.
We've got Stuart Cramery and Adams. I mean, these are all wonderful footballers that weren't part of the premiership team, but especially Bobby Murphy, what it will mean, and just the feel of him leading the team out in round one. I think all football fans are looking forward to it.
Well, I think it's well known he's a spiritual leader of our club. The boys just, he was still our captain during the year, even though he wasn't able to be out on field. And just to have him back around the club now, back in training, and, you know, obviously the boys love playing with him. And we're just so delighted that he made that decision to return to the club. And he's really excited about next year.
And one last one. We know that Luke Beveridge has now got an extended stay as coach of the Western Bulldogs, but that team that he's put together off-field, Luke will be the first and was the first to tell everybody that it was much more than him. As the Bulldogs, have you made concerted efforts to make sure that that coaching staff is part of what every Footscray or Bulldogs fans hope going forward is part of a long premiership era?
Yeah, well, we've secured most of those, most of that coaching support staff and most of our support staff on pretty good tenure, and they work so well together. We've rotated a number of those coaches around into different positions to make sure they're developing. Obviously, we think we've got a very good coaching group, but not just that, our support group, our medical, our physios, that whole team. It takes a whole team, our sports psych, it takes a whole team of people to really get to the level they've got to. And they all believe they've still got lots of areas to improve. So we're looking forward to that as well.
You know, there's a saying in business and in the corporate world, be nice to the people on the way up. They're the same people you'll see on the way down. Don't bother with that one. Be as hard on the teams on the way up as you were last year, and don't bother about coming back down. It was a season that every fan will certainly remember, and me as a Saints fan provided great inspiration. So all the best for season 2017.
Now, I think we've given a hope to a lot of people, including Saints and Melbourne supporters and those who have had a drought for a while as well. And but we hope to make it just as hard for them next year.
I'm sure you will. Gary, have a great Christmas.
Cheers.